You know, what I find most interesting about this book is that you, as a novelist, would not only have to create this chimp and this family, but in some ways, you really do have to get inside the head of the chimp. So there's even less division and separation between you as a human being and Fern as a chimp.
I had not actually put it to myself that way. That's interesting. The chimp of my own creation.
Exactly.
I did a lot of chimp research, as I said, and one of the things that I did when I was writing the book is that I went to Ellensburg, Washington, where the most famous of the signing chimps, Washoe, lived up until her death about 5 years ago. And so I was able to observe the chimps there. They have a program that anybody can go and take for a fee, which helps support the running of the institution, called a chimposium. You can go take a day-long chimposium, which I did. There are three chimps still in residence there. And I was taught proper chimp etiquette, so that when we went in to see the chimps, and I should stress that there is a bulletproof glass wall between you and the chimps at all time, but you can communicate with them through the glass wall. But there are facial expressions that mean something different to chimps, so you're told not to make those, and you stoop over a little bit so that you don't look tall and threatening. And as I said, a lesson on chimp etiquette. So that was the closest I got to observe the chimps and their behavior.